This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
What is up, everyone? It's Steve Geller along with Jeff Nowak and Charlie Long on this rainy Friday. I'm waiting for LSU baseball, which was supposed to get underway originally 2 o'clock, then pushed to 5 o'clock, and now we're still in the holding pattern, waiting to find out when first pitch will be. We just talked to Cokie Raleigh, who is at Alec Box Stadium. He covers the Tigers for NOLA.com and put that there was a meeting on the field. So hopefully Jay Johnson and the officials getting together about when we can actually get this sucker underway, get the tarp off the field, guys getting warmed up, and get game one of action going. Charlie, what you got?
LSU, the Baton Rouge Regional, will be the last regional to have a game one start this evening, guys. Every other regional either has a game one underway or has a game one finished, just looking at, you know, all the scores and everything like that.
Good for them. And here's the thing, and we've been talking about this, and I understand why LSU feels like it's a competitive advantage to not play in the rain, but play the dang game. Like,
right, if lightning's
not
causing
a lightning issue, and if you look 200 feet to the left, there's a high school baseball game going on in the rain. Like, it's just a bad look, in my opinion, because you're forcing the other two teams to play late into the night when they like, if you had given them the option to play in the day, they probably would have done it. I don't like it. I'm partially, it's just me being bitter that, you know, we've been waiting for 4 hours for a game that hasn't happened, but it's just play the dang game anytime, anywhere, unless it's kind of wet, and then we'll wait.
It's questionable even to me at this point if LSU does get this game going at a reasonable time. Will there be a second matchup tonight, or do they just have a morning matchup for Rhode Island?
I have no idea.
Tomorrow.
I don't even know. What if it rains tomorrow? I guess it's not supposed to rain tomorrow, but
anything can happen, yeah, Louisiana baby.
But I don't know. Like, Jay and his relationship to the weather is, I mean, if I'm Dallas Baptist, I'm like, this is kind of weak. Like, we're gonna have to start a game at 10 p.m. because these guys don't want to work, because they might have a short delay during their game.
I don't know, Jeff. Seems later than even 10 p.m. at this point.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, if I'm DBU, I'm like, this doesn't feel like a fair situation. But hey, you know, we'll get to make the call.
Yeah, we'll see how it shakes out, and we will update you as soon as possible. Checking in our Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. It's 504-260-1870. Got Jimmy and Gretna wanted to sound off about these NCAA regionals. What is going on, Jimmy? When are we going to get this game underway, man?
Hey, man, this is a good opportunity to plug the Lafitte Seafood Fest. I'm here tonight, and we're selling some oysters. Come on, say you know Jimmy from Gretna. All you WWL workers, come here and get some free oysters.
Let's go.
At the West Bank Lafitte Seafood Fest. It's all weekend. I know you guys are going crazy. Charlie, this is Charlie's Christmas right now.
I'm telling you, man, I love Squeeze Play. I love
the shout out from Cokie. He's watching 30 TVs. He's foaming at the mouth. I mean, come on. And he loves, and I mean, look, and Southern Miss has a regional. I'm trying to get up there maybe tomorrow night late, maybe Sunday. We'll see. I got to do some honeydews for the wife. But,
sure.
Yeah, listen, we got to see what happens here. Anything can happen. Baseball still is. There's a lot of parity. I mean, you're not going to see, say, a Southern Miss do anything like this in football or basketball. You're not going to see Stony Brook, what you saw with them, and Coastal Carolina winning a national championship. You'll never see that in college football and basketball. And correct me if I'm wrong. And do you guys, my question to you guys is, do you see in time that, you know, baseball becomes only blue bloods, kind of like what we're seeing with the paying of the players, the teams that have money, you know, but you still see some parity. I mean, for example, Southern Miss hosting a regional. So I want to get your take on that.
Appreciate you, Jimmy.
Yeah, I don't know. I think baseball's just a little different because you have programs that develop players, and it's always going to be more about development in baseball than, you know, you can be if you're.
Right, they might not stay there.
If you're a top 10 NBA draft pick, you're going to be a top 10 NBA draft pick. It's just a matter of where the money is. And I don't know. Is there as much NIL money in baseball as there is in football and basketball? Probably not. So is the draw more for the program that's like, we're going to pay you? I don't know. But no, it is a unique situation because he's right. Like you're not going to see, I guess Butler, like in basketball, is a good example. But even then, like you got like a George Mason occasionally, but you're not really going to see that anymore. Like this year we had all one seeds. So like I do wonder if maybe that does end up happening where it becomes more SEC or nothing. It kind of is now. But, you know, how many SEC teams got in? 14?
13.
Yeah.
Power's consolidating in the SEC and the ACC. That's what we saw last year. The entire Omaha field was those two conferences. And we'll see, you know, things change up a little bit because the Sun Belt had a little bit to say about that with Coastal and, you know, Southern Miss getting regional host. In, you know, just in general, I agree with Jimmy's point that probably parity at the college level is best in college baseball, but at the same time with the transfer portal and all the really talented players, like, and just think of Anthony Ianson, for instance, a UC San Diego guy gets like a Team USA invite for the collegiate team, and then he gets on Jay Johnson's radar, and Jay goes and brings him right on into LSU, and he turns into like an all-SEC level player in 1 year with the Bayou Bengal program. So, and that's just an example. There's tons of them throughout the conference of just transfer portal players coming in and making an instant impact. So I still think there is a level of parity in college baseball, but, you know, maybe it's starting to go away a little bit.
Yeah, it's also the fact that baseball is one of the few sports where the top players don't go to college, right? So you're not getting, you know, the number one pick in the MLB draft. He's coming out of high school. So you don't really see that. Like, you don't have a kind of a bidding war in that way
well,
that you might have
might
in football,
be different
basketball.
Too, nowadays, since you can make NIL money now in college baseball, they might not be so quick to jump to the pros, even though I know that is going to be more money for you there.
Sure. I'm just saying, like, the pool of players coming out of high school is different than it is in basketball or football, where football, you're going to a college team. You're just picking the college team. So the top, 10%, 20% of high school players coming out, they're not even on college teams' radars. So I think it's that tamps down the competition level a little bit, right? Because if all those players coming out of high school that would have gone to pro had to go to college, they would end up in the SEC. And then the SEC and these major programs would be even further above where, like Cooper Flagg, the Cooper Flagg of baseball isn't going to Duke and playing baseball. He's going to, you know,
the minors somewhere.
The minors. So he's going, you know, it's that's why when, you know, LSU had the top two picks in the draft, that's rare because usually these players are high school players. So, you know, you're talking about like a Bryce Harper or someone like that. So I don't know. I think that's a part of it. I think that's why in baseball you're able to get these smaller programs that develop players and compete at a level that you just don't see in some of the other major sports.
While we're waiting for LSU baseball to get underway, going to check in on the rest of the regional scoreboard. Charlie, I know there's
a lot.
Plenty of games going on right now, but I saw there's some delays too.
Yeah, so do you want me to hit the finals first? Or
yeah, hit us with some finals first.
So North Carolina, the 5 seed in the tournament, took down Holy Cross, the 4 seed in their regional, 4-0 in the first game of the tournament. East Carolina, you know, putting the belt out against Florida, 11-6 victory in the Conway regional. That's a fun game for the 3 seed in that regional. Cincinnati, the 3 seed in the Knoxville regional, took down Wake Forest, 11-6. Louisville, the 2 seed in the Nashville regional, beat East Tennessee State, 8-3. Texas, the regional host of Austin, took down Houston Christian, the 4 seed, 7-1. West Virginia, the 3 seed in the Clemson regional, beat Kentucky. Actually, had it swapped up there. West Virginia was the 2 seed in the Clemson regional. Kentucky's the 3 seed. West Virginia won that game 4-3 over the Wildcats. In the Hattiesburg regional, Alabama, the 2 seed, dropped their game to Miami, the 3 seed, 5-3. Corvallis regional, guys, this was a surprise for me. TCU, the 2 seed in that regional, got destroyed by USC, 13-1. I know TCU was kind of on the regional host bubble, but they just got annihilated in their opener. Arkansas, the number 3 overall national seed, beat North Dakota State in their opener, 6-2. Georgia, the number 7 national seed, beat Binghamton, 20-4 in the Athens regional opener. And Arizona, who's the 2 seed in the Eugene regional, beat Cal Poly, the 3 seed, 3-2. As far as games going on right now, guys, Florida State, obviously the regional host in Tallahassee, has a 5-2 lead over Bethune-Cookman, the 4 seed in that regional. Georgia Tech, the 2 seed, and the Oxford regional is currently leading Western Kentucky 9-2. UCLA, the regional host, obviously the Los Angeles regional, is beating Fresno State, the 4 seed, 14-4. Stetson, the 3 seed of the Auburn regional, beating NC State 11-2. That's in the top of the ninth there. And this is the real big surprising score so far, guys. Vanderbilt, the number 1 overall seed in the entire tournament, in the 5th inning, losing 3-0 to Wright State, the 4 seed of the Nashville regional. A couple other games in the top of the first that are scoreless. Kansas State and UTSA, the 3 versus the 2 in the Austin regional. And Miami, Ohio versus Tennessee. Tennessee, the 14 overall seed in the Knoxville regional. Both of those games are scoreless in the first inning, guys.
You mentioned there with number 1 Vanderbilt right now trailing Wright State 3-0. And currently the Commodores, they don't have a hit on the game right now in the top of the 5th.
Yeah, no, I'm keeping an eye on it. Squeeze Play's got all the coverage on ESPN2 right now. And yeah, Wright State has, I think, hit a couple home runs in this game off of the starter. And Vanderbilt down 3-0 early. That would be a gigantic upset considering how hot the Commodores were at the end of the year. And they roll through the SEC tournament, guys.
So, CJ Johnson would be, was smart bowing out of that SEC tournament.
I was
going to
say, it's an indictment on winning a conference tournament when it serves you 0% to do so. And it's not, I'm not going to say it's why they're losing, but like that's how it's going to be talked about.
Perceived, right.
Is, man, you didn't have to play so Sunday. You would have been probably the number 1 overall seed anyway. But hey, this is where you are.
So not too many surprises in there, guys. I think maybe the biggest one, TCU getting clobbered by USC. That Kentucky-West Virginia game was a real big swing one. And of importance, by the way, for LSU fans, because that's the Clemson regional who they're paired with, the 11 seed. And then we'll see what happens with Clemson in their game later on this evening. But yeah, no, there's a couple fun results here. And we'll keep an eye on that Wright State-Vanderbilt game, because if Vandy doesn't get it going at the plate early, they could find themselves in the loser's bracket at their own regional very, very quickly.
Here on Sports Talk, you can chime in on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. It's 504-260-1870. We're going to take a break, be back with even more as we prepare and wait patiently for LSU baseball's first game of the Baton Regional. That'll be right here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Taking a break, be back right after this. Stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus DNC supply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We're back here on Sports Talk, getting ready for LSU baseball in the Baton Rouge Regional taking on Little Rock. Seeing Koki Riley on Twitter from the Advocate and Times-Picayune, they are taking off the tarp. So hopefully for an announcement soon on when we will get first pitch for LSU baseball. Stay tuned. We will find out very shortly, I'm assuming. Right now, though, we've been talking about Saints organized team activities. Our sideline reporter here, Jeff Nowak, caught up with new Saints edges coach Jay Rogers after practice on Thursday. Let's get into it between new edges coach Jay Rogers and our sideline reporter Jeff Nowak. Here it is.
How has it been kind of acclimating to New Orleans?
It's been great. You know, I've lived in Louisiana before when I was younger.
Okay.
During my GA days at LSU, 2001, 2002.
Yes.
Met my wife there. Her whole family lives in the North Shore. So, you know, I enjoy the state. I've always loved it.
Is she from the North Shore?
She is from the North Shore.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Where?
Mandeville.
Mandeville. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. I always kind of joke, like, you know, they let you go out there for free, but they charge you to come back over the causeway.
I learned really quickly. I better buy that toll tag if I can cut my costs in half. But
Right. So, I was meaning to ask you about it. So, you and Bo, did you cross over at LSU? Because I know he was there as a grad assistant, but I think he left before you started, but then he was back as in some other role. Did you?
We did. It was 2000. I got there in 2001, and he got there in 2002. So there was crossover for one season. He worked in the weight room at that time. I was a GA on the 2002. I would have been on the defensive side.
Yeah.
And that's when I got to know him first, and then obviously we've kept in touch over the years.
Was that part of the reason you ended up here, or was that independent of?
I think it's independent. I think, you know, when Kellen is putting together staff and Brandon is talking about different people, I think you just try to put together the best people you can that'll work well together. And so it just so happened to line up that way. And he's a really good football coach. And we have a really good staff, and really looking forward to when the season starts.
Gotcha. So you played quarterback, right?
I did.
Okay.
Yes.
And then you started on the offensive side of the ball, or you coached the offensive side of the ball when you were in the college ranks.
Mm-hmm.
So how did the transition to the defensive side of the ball happen?
It's an interesting story. I think all 7 or 8 years that I coached in college was nothing but offense,
right.
And then all 17 years that I've coached the NFL has been nothing but defense. And so it really happened when when I got to the NFL, Josh McDaniels hired me as a quality control. I worked with the secondary for 2 years. And then John Fox came in with Dennis Allen as the defensive coordinator, and the QC was always with the defensive line. It just so happened that the defensive line coach at the time, what I didn't know, was going to retire within the next 2 years. And so he gave me a role on the front. And then right when rookie minicamp hit, he decided to retire. And which then, you know, John Elway, Jack Del Rio, and John Fox elevated me to the defensive line position. So I've been with the front in some way, shape, or form since that time.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's because I think DA even started, like, he started on the offensive side of the ball and switched over. Just kind of interesting how that happens, especially, you know, when you played offense, but then it's like, yeah, but I coach defense.
Yeah.
Edges coach. It's not a title we've seen around here before. Is it the same as an outside linebackers coach, or there, or is it just a different title? Like, what goes into being an edges coach?
It's very similar. You could say defensive ends, you could say outside linebackers. At the end of the day, you start categorizing guys into those two words, and where do they play? They play on the edge.
Right.
And so, I mean, titles really don't matter. It's just getting your guys ready to play. And so, you know, we're not going to ask them to play in inside and B gaps and stuff like that and run situations. We want them to dominate tackles and tight ends out there on the edge and play from that perspective. So when you split up the coaching staff like we have done, it gets a lot more detailed in terms of this is what your job responsibility. These are the skills and drills we need to do to make your game better. And I can concentrate on all the edge type of stuff, and then Bo can do all the inside type of stuff.
Gotcha. And so in this situation where you have a team that was kind of set for a 4-3, is changing systems to whatever extent you want to say, a lot of the responsibilities are the same, but, you know, players like Cam Jordan who have been in that system for a long time, is that, I don't want to say more difficult, but does that create a different challenge? Just because you have some players who are coming in that played it and then some that didn't. So how do you balance that?
I think what you do is you got to teach everybody everything in the beginning. New language, new spots, new responsibilities. And then once you get into the game week, you put your players in the best position to do what they do best. So there's different ways we can put guys here, put guys there to let them do what they do best. But you know as well as I do, it's hard to stay healthy throughout the entire 17, 18 week season. And you got to have people who have experienced the things that you've been teaching. So we're going to move people around. We're going to put them in hard positions. If they've done it before, great. If they haven't, we're teaching them that. And so we're just, you know, rolling along.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, is a big part of the process kind of learning about the players and, you know, what they're able to do in this particular system?
I think anytime you go through something that's a little bit new, there's a language barrier. It's like learning a different language. Right. So when you hear about the West Coast offense and the people who are not a part of the West Coast offense, they hear it for the first time, they have a different understanding. It's the same thing on defense too. I mean, you have different language. We call things differently, or maybe it's the same. Football's football. I mean, at the end of the day, if you can't kill blocks, tackle, and take the ball away, it doesn't matter what you call things. That's the essence of football in the first place.
Gotcha. And just for the layman, like, we've spent a lot of time talking about defensive ends here, and like, just the average viewer is like, okay, that's what the defensive line is, defensive tackles, defensive ends. What are some of the different responsibilities? Obviously, there's weak side, strong side for an outside linebacker in this system that wouldn't have been there in a 4-3.
I don't want to give away all our secrets, you know, but at the end of the day, it's a lot of the same stuff, but we're not going to ask them to play. Like, for example, you know, Chase Young, Carl Granderson, Cam Jordan, they played a lot of 4-4-I technique in the past, which is inside shade of the offensive tackle. We'll ask them to play a little bit wider, more of an outside shade, or maybe outside of the tight end. So I don't have to train that as much. Not saying we can't do that when we want to, but, you know, from every down, they'll have more responsibilities on the edge. Now, what that does is it adds a bigger person inside. So instead of having 4 D linemen and 3 linebackers, one of those linebackers having played mostly in a stack position, we're taking that body type now, adding a big guy. So we have, it's more of a 5'2" than anything, you know. So that's the best way I can explain it. That's maybe a little bit different, but at the end of the day, man, we need to go kick some ass on the edge and go rush the passer.
Gotcha. Yeah, this is kind of more of a philosophical question, but it seems like on this staff, more so than in the past, a lot of specialized, whether it be titles or roles, you know, in terms of, okay, we have an edges coach, we have a defensive line coach, we have whatever. Do you prefer it that way as a coach? Do you like to kind of hone in on a specific aspect of it? Or does that help as you kind of install things? Like, where do you kind of land on this?
You know, to me, it doesn't matter. Football's football. I like being here. I like coaching for the Saints. Whatever they ask me to do, I'm going to do. But like I explained before, is when you have a safeties coach and a corners coach and a edge coach and a D-line coach and a linebacker coach, those coaches can be very specific to the players that need those details. And I have enjoyed that. I've been a part of where I've had everybody up front as well. Usually when you do that, you also have an assistant with you. So all hands on deck. Let's just coach football. And you know, whatever anybody asks me to do, I'll do.
Gotcha. And just one more question. Best meal you've had so far since being here?
Ooh, best meal. It's hard to pass up on Drago's with those oysters. It's hard. But I tell you what, there's been a couple crawfish joints that I've hit all over the place. If I'm coming to Louisiana in the springtime, I'm definitely eating crawfish somewhere. But I'll tell you what, our cafeteria is not bad. You know, I'll tell you what, it's pretty good. I've already gained about 10 pounds. Yeah. So,
company man, I like it. Yeah. No, I think we told Chuck, it was like the best decision you made coming here was making your first meal at Drago's, because you immediately resonated with like the entire family.
Yeah, I've been to Drago's before. I love it. I've done the Acme Oyster House back when we got married down here a long time ago. I've done Mother's before.
Okay.
Mandina's before. I've been around a little bit. I got to get more acclimated though to all the places people don't know about.
That is Saints edges coach Jay Rogers there, and he just mentioned Mandina, so he's a man that's already grabbed my heart.
Yeah, I told him I always appreciated Mandina's because like you can tell it's an old restaurant because they advertise air conditioning in the front window, just in case. But no, Jay's in it. You know,
good sit down.
He's kind of a fascinating guy when you look at it. So he's been coaching forever. He's only 48 years old, but he's been coaching since 2001, where he started as a graduate assistant at LSU, right? On that same staff was Bo Davis, who's the Saints defensive line coach. Now, we talked about that a little bit. He played quarterback. He coached in college for several years, 5 different programs, where he was a passing game coordinator, quarterbacks coach, wide receivers coach, then goes to the NFL, is on Dennis Allen's defensive staff with the Broncos, or I don't know if he was the defense coordinator, but either way, that was DA was on that staff as well, switches to the defensive side. He ends up going to the Chargers in 2021, so he's on Brandon Staley's staff. There's the connection, baby. Right. 2 years later, he was the outside linebackers coach on that staff. 2 years later, he's the defensive line coach and run game coordinator on the staff that also has Kellen Moore. That's the 2023 season. Last year, he goes and he's the defensive coordinator or defensive line coach for the Falcons. Now he is the Saints defensive line coach. And something I just noticed, I didn't even realize. So he was born in St. Paul, Minnesota. That's why I didn't even check. But he went to high school in Texas at Westlake High School.
Yeah, as soon as you said Westlake, my light bulb went off.
Yeah, which is the same high school Drew Brees went to, which is just kind of fascinating. And he was there before Drew, because he's older than Drew by a few years. So he didn't even know he was at Drew Brees' school until now, obviously. Now he knows.
Right.
But either way, it's just a lot of interesting connections with that guy. But, you know, all that is to say, he's an edges coach, which is kind of fascinating.
But we haven't had that position name here.
Yeah, well, I mean, you haven't had that role, right?
Right.
You haven't had, I mean, I'm sure that there were, you know, you would have a defensive line coach and then an assistant, and one of them would probably work with the interior line. Brian Young was the pass rush specialist, so he'd be working more with the defensive ends, more of the pass rush players. Now it's basically, I counted 9 edge players, you know, whether you want to call them a defensive end, outside linebacker, strong side, weak side, whatever. But he's going to be working with the outside players, and Bo Davis is going to be working primarily with the interior players. So it's just kind of interesting how they've, you know, decided to specialize their coaching staff in that way. But either way, it's like, you know, one thing he said and one thing Kellen Moore made a point to say is like, you're pass rushers are going to rush the passer. Like, they can drop it at coverage. You're going to ask them to do a few more things. At the end of the day, their job is to go get the quarterback. And however you want to talk about that, whatever terminology you want to use, either you do that or you fail. Like, that's your job.
Well, we got good news, folks. We have a start time for LSU baseball. First pitch now will be 7:36 at the box. Pre-game coverage coming up right here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app at 7 p.m. So just 19 minutes away, folks, and we'll be having LSU pregame action of that Baton Rouge Regional finally getting underway. Hopefully no more weather delays this evening. We're going to take a break here on Sports Talk and be right back with more. Stay tuned right after this on WWL. Who dat?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We have a game time, folks, for LSU baseball. Game one coming up against the Little Rock Trojans in the NCAA Baton Rouge Regional. A 7:36 first pitch. 7 o'clock pregame coverage presented by Jerry Lane Cadillac, Louisiana Dental Center, Hooters, and Cummins. The other teams in the double elimination regional are Dallas Baptist and Rhode Island. So if LSU wins today, well, we'll see what happens now tomorrow. That looks like they'll play the winner of the Dallas Baptist-Rhode Island game. What was previously scheduled for a pregame of 4:30, 5 o'clock first pitch. If the Tigers lose, they go in the other bracket and will play the loser of that other game with a pregame of 12:30, first pitch at 1 o'clock. Curious to see, though, how things end up shaking out now with a 7:36 first pitch in this matchup. Whenever this Tigers versus Little Rock game ends, would that game end up immediately starting afterwards, or would they try and push that to tomorrow morning? We'll have to wait and find out from the officials.
I think if they can get it done tonight, they're going to want to get it done.
I would
tonight.
Think they'd want it too.
Now, the question is, do you have any additional delays? Which, hopefully, all the rain
has
cleared up.
That's all passed by, right. And tomorrow and Sunday's weather, you know, for what it's worth, looks like it's pretty safe for the games going on. Something that we hadn't talked about all show, but was in WWL News and in the Sports Flash as well. Unfortunate allegations coming out about Zion Williamson's having rape charges brought up against him. His lawyer has come out and released a statement as well, denying those allegations. And just an ugly, messy, no good situation that this Pelicans team has to deal with for a guy that's had really a roller coaster of a ride here since being drafted by the Pels.
Yeah, and this isn't the first time we've heard of Zion in a messy off-court situations, and I don't want to underplay the allegations. Like, the allegations in that lawsuit are heinous. You know, the obviously Zion's lawyer and his legal team have gotten out as in front of it as they can in terms of, you know, clearly they knew that this didn't catch them blindsided. Like, right. They had information. They know who it is. You know, it's a Jane Doe as far as we are concerned, but they know who it is. So, no, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out and what the next steps are. Sounds like they're going to countersue. So we'll see. You know, it's going to the information will come out eventually. As far as the Pelicans, yeah, it's just a, you know,
where do they go from here now?
Yeah, I think that's the bigger question at this point is how does this affect the relationship of Zion and the team, and what does the team do? Like, because this is not a, you know, you have to have some level of, okay, we have to allow this to play out. But at the same time, you know, there was already had to be some level of kind of shaky footing with Zion and the new regime. It did seem like that was ironed out when he was their representative at the draft combine, or not the draft combine,
the
draft lottery.
Right.
But no, this is never something that you want associated with your team, true or not. Like, these are situations you want to avoid, even the appearance of something like this. So, no, it's an ugly situation for everyone involved, and we'll have to see how it plays out. Right? I mean, they're pretty clear in their statement that they believe this is just an extortion attempt, and we'll just have. I mean, if that's the case, then it will play out in court, and we'll get some answers. Because that's the thing. Zion's team is not going to want to just let this ride, right? Whether they feel like, hey, this is something we should settle, or another thing, like, that's why the defamation countersuit would be significant, because, you know, if it's true, then it's heinous, and he should go to prison forever. If it's not, then where it's just a really ugly situation.
Yeah, very disturbing, and it's sad just because you look at Zion when he first got drafted, number one overall pick for this team, felt like that face of the franchise for you, the play that you expected from him, and what we've seen when he's healthy, but some of the off-the-court decisions from him raised the huge red flag with Zion, and from the late to practices or team planes, to some of the other issues he's had off the court. It's just not a good situation for the Pels franchise, and we'll see how they deal with things. He was on shaky footing coming into the Joe Dumars era, I felt like, you know, taking over as the new GM of this squad. And I don't know where they go now, because you mentioned it as well. It was like, oh, Zion representing the team at the draft lottery. It said a lot to me, you know, kind of squashing those rumors or, you know, the talk about, oh, the plan was to trade him and move on and go in a different direction. But now with this coming up, will the team look at it as something where they don't want anything to do with and try to move on from it? Then you look at it from the basketball side of things too. How much value will Zion Williamson have if any of this is true?
Yeah, it's tough. I don't want to conflate, you know, being late for a plane with the allegations we're talking about here. Like, there's a very, very different things.
For sure, but there's just a lot of things that have led up to...
The conversations about Zion are way too often not about basketball. Right?
Right. That's an easy way to put it.
Whether it's about something as seemingly innocuous as, like, I got the time wrong for a flight, or, you know, hey, you know...
Conditioning
or, you know, being away from the team, be while you're rehabbing or things like that. Like, it just seems like with Zion, it's almost always about something off the court, one way or another. And however this plays out, it has to grade on the team, because they don't want to be associated with headlines like this, regardless of how this plays out. Like, this is a ugly scenario to be associated with for anybody. And we'll have to see.
What you mentioned too about if this is in fact an attempt at extortion to get money out of him, and say Zion does pony up and pay, there's still this tag that's going to be with him forever.
Yeah, that's why I think if you're going to be aggressive in terms of how you approach it, and that's what they were. Like, it didn't take them long to come out with that statement,
right?
And again, I don't have a lot of information, and I don't want to speak on something I don't know about. But I sure hope
these things aren't true about him.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
for him and the team. We're going to take a break here on Sports Talk as we get ready for LSU baseball pregame coverage starting up 7 o'clock. First pitch 7:36 from the box. LSU taking on Little Rock. Catch it all right here on WWLAMFM.com and the free Odyssey app. Taking a break. Be right back after this. Well, folks, time to show the dad in your life some love, and WWL is going to help you do that. You can win a Macy's $1,500 shopping spree just in time for Father's Day. You just got to go to WWL.com for your chance to win. It's a national contest, really easy to enter. So whether your dad needs new clothes, shoes, outdoor gear, or the latest gadgets, get him what he really wants. That's a Macy's $1,500 shopping spree. Enter today at WWL.com. Good luck and happy Father's Day from WWL. Getting ready for that LSU Baton Rouge Regional, which I feel like we've been talking about since 6 a.m.
Yes, we have. We came on today saying we have a 24-minute show.
Yeah, joking about, this is the easiest show
we're
ever going to do.
What are we even going to talk about? We got through it. We got through it here. We got it. We got here.
Definitely looking forward to more Saints organized team activities next week. We're going to have access on Thursday. Leading up to that, though, we're going to have the NBA Finals secured eventually. I know Game 7 could possibly be Monday if they extend things over the weekend, but looking fully like a OKC Thunder versus Indiana Pacers Finals, right?
Pacers are winning in six.
Over the Knicks, or yes. Over the Thunder, you saying?
No, Pacers are winning, they're going to the Finals. They're going to win Game 6 by 30.
We'll be back with more Sports Talk on Monday, folks. Have a great weekend and enjoy LSU baseball. Who dat?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.